Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not one agent, one benchmark, or one heroic model release. It is the layer underneath all of that. Skill registries, private control planes, agent network stacks, harness factories, and local code graphs. In other words, the agent world is starting to look less like a collection of clever assistants and more like a real software substrate. And that is where things get wonderfully interesting. The ledger opens with OpenAgent Skill, a public registry and trust layer for reusable agent skills. The project describes itself as NPM, for AI agent skills, with discovery, audit pages, recommendation APIs, and pre-install evaluation surfaces for systems like Codex, Claude Code, Cursor, and other agent runtimes. The important bit is not that agents can find more skills. The important bit is that skill installation becomes a supply chain problem the instant an agent can do it dynamically. A list of clever scripts is not enough. Builders need provenance, maintenance signals, risk ratings, and a way to ask, for this task, under this risk budget, which skill should I let the agent touch? Open agent skill is early, small, and still registry shaped, but the category is inevitable. Agents that compose capabilities need a trustable shelf. The second ledger item is Friday, a private control plane for AI agents. Its README frames the product as a local first boss that routes work, executes under approvals, verifies outcomes, writes down confirmed memory, and then picks the next thing. The strongest phrase in the whole project is that done needs a receipt stapled to it. That is exactly the mental shift production teams keep running into. A model saying I finished is not a completion state. A green test, a deploy URL, an artifact checksum, a signed audit event, or a reviewer visible diff is a completion state. Friday's design is interesting because it treats verification as the missing leg of the loop, not as a decorative afterthought. The third ledger item is Pilot Protocol, which takes the substrate story into networking. It gives agents durable virtual addresses, authenticated encrypted channels, discovery, native traversal, and a daemon, CLI, and SDK model. The project calls itself the Network Stack for AI Agents. Whether Pilot Protocol itself becomes widely adopted is not the main question. The real signal is architectural. If agents are going to collaborate across machines, vendors, and organizations, they need identity, routing, trust, and transport. Today, too much agent-to-agent communication is just centralized API calls with nicer marketing. A real agent network stack would let agents become addressable peers, not merely tabs inside someone else's platform. The model release lane is unusually quiet today, and that is worth saying plainly. Price per tokens tracker showed zero new model releases in the last 24 hours, with the week's activity concentrated around image models, North Mini Code availability, GLM, and Qwen listings, and other already covered releases. So the model story today is a negative signal. The action has shifted away from fresh weights and toward the systems around the weights, routing, metering, deployment envelopes, evaluation, and cost control. That is not a slowdown. That is maturation. For one model adjacent data point, Cursor Composer 2.5 remains useful as a cost performance marker. Artificial analysis placed it third on its coding agent index, behind higher effort Claude Opus and GPT 5.5 variants, while reporting dramatically lower per task cost. The details matter less than the shape of the curve. Agent adoption is increasingly governed by unit economics. The production question is not, can this solve a spectacular demo task? It is, can it solve 100 ordinary tasks tomorrow without destroying the budget? That is why per task cost, wall time, and harness behavior are becoming as important as raw benchmark score. A slightly weaker agent that is cheap, fast, predictable, and easy to govern may beat a brilliant agent that is expensive and opaque. In frameworks and tooling, MetaHarness is the most interesting artifact of the day. It is not trying to be another agent framework. It is a factory for agent frameworks, It can scaffold repo-aware agent harnesses with local MCP servers, skills, scoped memory, governance policy, model routing, and witness-signed release gates. The key phrase from the project is, "The model is replaceable. The harness is the product." That feels increasingly true. A good harness captures the actual working conditions, how the repo is built, how tests are run, which files are dangerous, what permissions are allowed, where evidence must be attached, and how releases are proven. Once that envelope exists, the model inside it can change. Without the envelope, even a very strong model is just improvising in a dark room. Gore-Tex attacks another practical bottleneck: agents reading too much code. It is a local code intelligence engine with CLI, MCP server, API, and web UI surfaces. The repository claims support for 257 languages, multi-repository graphs, and up to 50 times token reduction by giving agents symbol-level and call-chain context instead of giant file dumps. Its latest release was listed as V8.50.0 on June 20th. That is not glamorous, but it is profoundly useful. Context is expensive. Context is also often wrong. Agents read too broadly, miss the relevant call chain, or drown in adjacent files. A local graph that can answer, "What calls this? What tests cover it?" and "What breaks if I edit here?" is a reliability primitive, not just a developer convenience. On Hacker News, the same tooling energy showed up in smaller prototypes. Matcha appeared as a cross-agent brain for anti-gravity, Claude Code, Open Code, and similar tools. Agent Rigger appeared as a way to stop coding assistants from doom looping. Agent Memory Layer offered repository local memory for coding agents. These are small signals, but they rhyme. Builders are trying to make agent state portable, inspectable, and less brittle. The trending repository sweep had three especially clean signals. First, Open Agent Skill, at 178 stars, is trying to become the discovery, audit, and recommendation surface for agent skills. It matters because dynamic skill use needs an answer to, should this capability be installed at all? Second, Friday at 918 stars is a private control plane for agent work. It matters because local governance, receipts, and cross-model routing are becoming table stakes for serious delegation. Third, Gore-Tex, at 675 stars, is a local code intelligence layer for agents and IDEs. It matters because precise context is both a reliability control and a cost control. Two smaller projects are worth keeping on the edge of the map. Pilot Protocol, at 108 stars, is an early attempt at an agent network stack. And Meta Harness, at 265 stars, turns harness design into a generated artifact. Neither is guaranteed to win. Both are pointing at categories that feel bigger than a single repository. Research starts with N-version programming with coding agents. The paper revisits an old reliability idea. Instead of trusting one implementation, generate multiple independent versions and compare them. In the agent era, the question becomes whether diversity across models, agents, and workflows actually reduces correlated failure. That is the hard part. If three agents share the same blind spot, three answers are not three assurances. They are just three confident echoes. But if the versions are genuinely diverse, and the comparison uses non-model evidence like tests, specs, and behavioral probes, N-version agent programming could become a useful safety pattern for high-stakes coding tasks. The second paper, Beyond Static Endpoints, argues that ordinary web service endpoints are a poor interface for long-horizon agent workflows. Agents need tools that express loops, conditionals, joins, retries, and workflow semantics. The paper proposes tool programs as a richer interface for agentic web services. That may sound abstract, but the practical point is simple. A pile of API endpoints is not the same thing as an agent-usable capability. If a workflow has state, branching, retry rules, and failure handling, the tool surface should expose those semantics. Otherwise, the agent has to reconstruct the workflow from scattered documentation and hope. The third paper, Connect the Dots, frames long life cycle agents as systems that must generalize across domains over extended deployment. The useful phrase here is long life cycle. Many benchmarks still reward one-shot task completion. Real agents must remember what changed, relate old work to new constraints, and keep their bearings after many turns and many tools. That connects directly back to today's tooling theme. Long life cycle agency is not just a smarter prompt. It requires memory boundaries, context management, verification gates, and a substrate that helps the agent not lose the plot. A Hacker News thread asked what benchmarks are actually useful for comparing agent harnesses. That is a small but revealing question. Practitioners are moving past one leaderboard number. They want harness-specific evidence. Does it survive long sessions, recover from bad edits, respect permissions, and prove outputs? Another HN item, Agent Rigor, is explicitly aimed at stopping AI coding assistants from doom looping. That phrase is delightfully undignified and also exact. Endless retry behavior is one of the visible failure modes of coding agents. A good harness should notice when an agent is circling the drain and change strategy, escalate, or stop. The Mako project appeared as a way to let agents search a file system of MCP tools and run them as code. That is another sign that MCP is evolving from here is a tool list into here is a discoverable, executable capability environment. Tool discovery is becoming a runtime problem, and price per token's zero new model day is a useful reminder for builders. Do not confuse a quiet release lane with a quiet market. Some of the most consequential work happens when everyone is tired of chasing model names and starts hardening the loops around them. So the shape of the day is clear. The agent stack is getting under structure. Skills need registries. Work needs control planes. Tools need richer interfaces. Code needs graph context. Harnesses need receipts. And models, for once, are not the whole story. The durable advantage is shifting toward the systems that make agent work observable, governable, composable, and cheap enough to run more than once. That is less theatrical than a frontier model launch, perhaps, but it is the bit that turns clever demos into dependable machinery. And that, dear builders, is where the real adventure begins.